Mid-Oregon Credit Union announces that they've again hit the $100 million mark in loans, this in the context of tough economic times. CEO and President Bill Anderson says with 22,000 members in Central Oregon, the credit union seems to mirror the local economy.
The economy in Central Oregon had slowed down. People have been stressed. Things are starting to improve a little bit. And we have also been making lots of adjustments to provide the best products to match what our members need. And last year we had a slight net decrease in lending. And we've seen in over the last few months that that's turned around.
Anderson says they're seeing a high demand for short-term mortgage accelerator loans for homeowners who often owe less than $100,000. The latest numbers show a drop in the number of property tax appeals filed in Deschutes County. It's the first such decrease since the collapse of the real estate market. Deschutes County property owners filed almost 1,400 appeals in 2011. That's down from more than 2,600 in 2010. County Assessor Scott Langton says it could be a reflection of flat values for many property owners in 2011. Meantime, a fourth scenic bikeway comes to Central Oregon. The Oregon Parks and Recreation Commission voted yesterday 7-0 to give the designation to the Twin Bridges Scenic Bikeway. That's a path that runs some 36 miles between Bend and Tumalo. Now, the designation means the state will install signs marking the route. It joins the McKenzie Pass, Metolius Loops, and Sisters Smith Rock routes as Central Oregon Scenic Bikeways. The Oregon Department of Transportation changes its mind about closing the government camp rest stop. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer explains.
Last fall, ODOT considered closing the government camp rest stop because it cost $7,500 a month to maintain. ODOT was looking for ways to cut its budget, but the public outcry caused ODOT to change course. ODOT spokesperson Peter Murphy.
We're in this era where funding is going down. I mean, we're on furloughs. We know that there's much less money coming in for construction. So it's not that it's not there. It's that what's going to get cut elsewhere for this to be maintained. And it, you know, the decision was made to maintain it. Okay, fine. You know, that's going to affect somebody else down the road.
The government camp rest stop is the only public rest stop between Sandy and Madras for drivers. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Greg Walden, Oregon's only Republican in Congress, says President Obama's State of the Union address sounded like a lot of new federal programs and government mandates. But Democrat Peter DeFazio was glad to hear Obama announce a financial crimes unit to crack down on large-scale fraud.
Well, look, he's got a Justice Department that's been snoozing on financial crime.
Other Oregon Democrats applauded the president for pushing for what he called equal tax rates between the rich and the middle class. Walden says the president has ignored job-creating bills already passed by the House. An audience of several hundred turned out to a Portland Airport hotel conference room last night. They were there to hear from three people who challenged the idea that human activities are a major contributor to climate change. The Oregon chapter of the American Meteorological Society sponsored that meeting. Steve Pierce, the president of the chapter, says its members are split about 50-50 on whether or not humans cause climate change. An Irish wolfhound named Paddy from Prineville is invited to the most prestigious dog show in the world, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Nancy Laney, Paddy's owner and handler, says she and her husband Dean will travel to New York and meet up with a select few other Irish wolfhounds and their owners.
There's only 5 of every breed invited. And then after that, they open it up for just so many. And they're doing some renovation at Westminster at Madison Square Garden, and so they've limited the amount of dogs this year to only 2,000.
And that includes hundreds of breeds of dogs. Laney says Paddy is the number 5 dog in the U.S. The Westminster Kennel Club's 136th annual dog show will be held February 13th and 14th. And the Washington legislature begins work on the transportation budget there. The governor's recommendations include increases on vehicle registration fees, fees on studded tire purchases, and electric vehicles. David Dye with the Department of Transportation says the budget focuses on maintenance and upkeep. Opponents say the fee increases should be called tax hikes and say they'll cause additional hardship on families and businesses. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at KBND.com. Get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.